CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where the deadline to avoid a partial government shutdown is fast approaching. The Senate has until midnight to pass the GOP funding bill. At least 8 Democrats will have to vote yes. And CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports that Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he will.
The president is actually congratulating Chuck Schumer on opening the door to get this legislation passed, which, as you can imagine, is really rankling Democrats who are really divided right now.
But not all Dems are following Schumer. Virginia's Tim Kaine wants a shorter stopgap to allow for a budget deal to be reached.
Speaker Johnson is the speaker, but he's not the czar of the Senate.
Meanwhile, CBS News has obtained a memo to Congress from Washington, D.C. officials, which warns the CR would decimate critical services. A protest today outside the Department of Education headquarters. The crowd is rallying against the Trump administration's mass layoffs to the agency. Portia Allen Kyle is with the group Color of Change.
People want to see something different. They want a different type of government, a government that works for us, not a government that is, you know, out to disrupt our entire system and structure and block opportunity for generations to come.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says more student visas will be revoked in the coming days.
Every time we have a chance to revoke them, we will, because it's not in the national interest of the United States for them to be here.
He said the U.S. continues to hunt for people the administration believes should never have been allowed into the country on student visas.
When they said they were coming here to be students, they didn't say they were coming here to occupy university buildings and vandalize them and tear them apart.
CBS's Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump will make a rare appearance shortly at the DOJ. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt on what he'll address.
His intention to restore those very basic American values to our country. And he will also be there with fentanyl families and angel moms who have lost their children at the hands of illegal migrant criminals.
And CBS News has learned that Attorney General Pam Bondi formed a Just Doge team inside the Department of Justice to identify cost-cutting measures. NASA and SpaceX will try again today to launch a crew and capsule to the International Space Station, which will allow for the return of Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams. Space consultant Bill Harwood says once the crew gets there,
they have to show Crew 10, these freshly arriving crew members, the ins and outs of space station operation. They're going to spend 2 days doing that before they get in their own Crew Dragon and return to Earth.
After a rocky week on Wall Street, the markets have rebounded today. The Dow up 613 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The counties of Racine and Kenosha saw different housing market trends last month. Racine County saw an almost 12% decline in home sales compared to February 2024. Kenosha County, in the same time frame, saw a 25% increase. The numbers are according to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. Authorities are still searching for 37-year-old Megan Boss, missing from Antioch since mid-February. Boss is described as 5'4", with dark brown hair and distinctive tattoos. There's an image of her on the Antioch Police website. She may be in Kenosha, Racine, or Milwaukee. Gary Sewer, the legendary Racine broadcaster who passed away in 2020, will be inducted into another Hall of Fame. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association are giving him a Legends Award. His 36-year career at WRJN included broadcasting over 2,100 games and earned him multiple honors. Racine and Kenosha are both hosting St. Patrick's Day parades tomorrow, with Racine holding its 17th annual event and Kenosha launching its inaugural parade. Racine's parade starts at noon from State and Main, while Kenosha's starts at 11 from 50th Street and 7th Avenue. The National Weather Service has an elevated fire risk warning for the area today. It's due to dry ground, gusty winds, and low humidity. People are being told to use caution or postpone outdoor burning. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers advance in the Big Ten. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers build an early lead, beat Northwestern 70-63 at the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. Head coach Greg Gard on how they responded to the Wildcats' physical style of play.
I thought early we didn't handle their physicality well. Once we got that figured out, we were able to get downhill and get at the rim, and things started to become a little better for us offensively.
Wisconsin faces UCLA today. We'll have a recap after the game. Marquette with a win over Xavier, 89-87 in the Big East. The Golden Eagles coming back from a 14-point deficit tonight, a tough matchup against the number one seed St. John's. NBA, Bucks with a win at home over the Lakers, 126-106. Doc Rivers says players like Kyle Kuzma too cautious at times.
You track people when they first join a team, they look great at first, and then they get caught in that, you know, like hesitant zone. We have 20 plus assists tonight, so we'll take that every night.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And windy today, with gusts approaching 30 miles per hour and high temperatures reaching the mid-60s. And with spring-like conditions, spring storms. Those move in late tonight. They could be strong to severe with hail and high winds. Then tomorrow, occasional light rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
It's WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hello, Kurt.
So there was a post on Reddit. People were talking about weird injuries that they once had.
Okay.
And this
just weird in general.
Yeah. So this one guy said, when I was a kid, I stepped on a toothpick and it went straight into my heel, like inches. He said it had to be removed with vice grips.
Jeez.
You have any weird injuries from your past?
Well, in that vein, I did step on like a tack at one point. It went in my foot. I don't remember any lasting pain, but I remember stepping on it. I was at soccer practice in third grade and another kid fell on my leg and broke my leg. And then on the playground, the weirdest one, if I were to classify it weirdest to me, playing basketball, two guys going down to grab the ball. His head underneath mine, his head comes up fast, boom, hits me in the forehead, and my, like, the top of my eye, like, just that area swelled out, like, 2 or 3 inches, so, like, you could, like, clap on it and do a dive off of it if you wanted to. It just was so swelled out, which is weird.
That's the kind of thing where people ask you what happened, you just say, you should see the other guy.
Right.
The weirdest one I can think of when I was a kid, it had been raining all morning and then it cleared up. And so our class, this was elementary school, our class went outside to play kickball, but the grass was still wet. So we played on the blacktop. Mm-hmm. And outlining the blacktop all along the perimeter were tetherball poles. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. Ball?
So I'm playing first base. Somebody kicks a foul ball in the air. So I, in foul territory, I start running to catch it on a fly because if I do, the kid's out, right? But here comes tetherball pole. I chipped my front teeth. You can still see that I am missing both of my front teeth, parts of my front teeth.
Jeez. Yep. Right into it, huh?
Yep. Smacked
so you didn't make the play.
I dropped the ball. Yeah, I caught it and I hit the pole and I dropped it. Still makes me mad to this day. I had the guy out. All right, that's Stuart J. Waddle. So keep us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
JoJo was a man who thought he was an owner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo lived his home in Tucson, Arizona, or some California grass.
Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Stay.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. You're going to want to listen tomorrow morning for the capsule countdown. You know, sometimes there's just not enough time to listen to a full-length countdown of Timeless Hits, so listen tomorrow morning as Rick Johnson presents the weekend's Capsule Countdown. It's fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great timeless hits. Listen tomorrow morning at 8:30 and again at 9:30 on WRJN.
Celebrating all things green beans, enjoying O&H Danish Bakery's famous St. Patty's Kringle. It's a delicious delight with a dark chocolate cake filling, layered with mint custard, and topped with Irish green icing. It's sensational. While there, pick up their O&H's apple and cherry galette ham pies. Delicious single-serving treats to celebrate National Pie Day, March 14th. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We appreciate the groundbreaking efforts of Janine Geske. She dedicated her career to transforming the criminal justice landscape. Geske taught in prison and collaborated with victims groups. She continued to champion for change as a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court during the 1990s. And in recognition of her impact, she was named the Milwaukee Bar's Lawyer of the Year twice. She also made history in 2002 as the first and still the only woman to serve as Milwaukee County Executive, an interim role worked without pay. Geske's now a professor of law at Marquette University's Restorative Justice Initiative, which she founded in 2005. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Jane Mantner.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Yeah.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. It's time to play Can You Guess? On June 21st, 2003, a 16-year-old from Chicago flew to London just to buy a book. Who was the book about? The answer? Harry Potter.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
WRJN.
so much for listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A woman missing from just across the state line might be on this side of the border. A search is underway for 37-year-old Megan Bose. She's from Antioch and has been missing since mid-February. It's possible she's in Kenosha, Racine, or Milwaukee. Bose is described as 5'4", with dark brown hair and distinctive tattoos. There's an image of her on the Antioch Police social media pages. Kenosha police say they're still investigating the situation regarding a different missing woman whose body was found in Lake Michigan Sunday. The two cases are not believed to be related. Racine and Kenosha counties saw very different housing markets last month. Racine home sales dropped nearly 12% in year-to-year sales, while Kenosha County jumped almost 25% in the same time period. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says in their release that both areas are still facing a shortage of homes and rising prices. High school hoops are heating up. You can hear the live action tomorrow on WRJN. Once it's done, check out the Racine County Eye for a recap and a look forward. There's high school sports coverage on both the airwaves and at RacineCountyEye.com. It's all of southern Wisconsin in that burn warning today. The National Weather Service says there's an elevated fire risk due to dry ground, gusty winds, and low humidity. People are being told to use caution with outdoor burning or to postpone it until a more favorable weather day. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
And windy today, with gusts approaching 30 miles per hour and high temperatures reaching the mid-60s. And with spring-like conditions, spring storms. Those move in late tonight. They could be strong to severe with hail and high winds. Then tomorrow, occasional light rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
WRJN. A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write? Dancing in
day that I die. This will be the day that I die. That I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast, landing foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. For some happy news, when she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed. But not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken. And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died.
and they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Local news, Timeless Hints, Don McLean, American Pie on WRJN, home of the Don Rosen Morning Show. And his show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. Now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand by going to WRJN.com and clicking on the Don Rosen Morning Show to listen.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did Mama saw? It was against the law. The Mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
mom would take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical priest come to get me released, we was all on the coroner's wing. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We're also home once again to the Racine Raiders football team. Yeah, we've renewed our partnership with them for the 2025 season, so you're going to hear all the home and away games for the Racine Raiders right here on WRJN. We're going to be posting a schedule pretty soon up on our website. And you can keep up to date with team news right here. First game coming up in May, the Racine Raiders and WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers. Just in time for Easter and Mother's Day, give a priceless gift that shines as bright as your love. Whether it's a delicate necklace, a dazzling diamond ring, or a one-of-a-kind handcrafted treasure, Von Hassel Jewelers has something truly special for every occasion. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $40. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Craving something sweet? Linda's Sugar Bliss is Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. Every bite is a taste of heaven. Decadent cookies, cakes, melt-in-your-mouth pastries, bakery happiness made from scratch just for you. Needing the perfect treat for a special occasion? Linda has you covered. Whether you're celebrating or simply satisfying your sweet tooth, Linda's Sugar Bliss brings a touch of homemade warmth to your home, one treat at a time. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-275-1033.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of fresh coffee at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Celebrate 2 years of Just Brew It, serving up your favorite beverages and treats. Plus, here's a deal to perk you up. If you stop in and subscribe to the Just Brew It newsletter, you'll enjoy 15% off every order in March. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just stopping by for a cozy cup, be part of the spring festivities at Just Brew It. Fresh, local, delicious. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hey, fellow Gen Xers, it's Elizabeth Banks. Big news! The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the charge. After all, we gave the world the internet. We're trailblazers. Let's lead the way again, because we are at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Gen X, this is our shot. Head to VaxAssist.com and schedule today. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Yeah.
talking Molly now. Here she comes, wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, it's on a finger now and everything. Devil with a two-dress on. She's the devil with a two-dress on. Lord, have mercy. Number five, got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real thumb dinger and I like to my fat. Devil with a blue red song. She's a devil with a blue red song. Hey, I say now.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Well, thieves broke into an insurance office in Ireland. Just one catch, the safe was empty. The manager of the insurance agency said the safe was very heavy and they did us a favor by taking it. The agency had wanted to throw out the safe, but it was too big to move.
Look over yonder, what do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming, people are changing. Maybe tomorrow
persuasion.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where we have breaking news from the FAA, which has just permanently banned helicopters from flying near Reagan National Airport after the deadly mid-air collision.